Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Table Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Tanisha Simpkins, and I'm glad that you guys are with me tonight. We have a very special night. We don't normally do our talk show on Sunday night, but we wanted to make some accommodations for a very special guest that we do have. Also on the phone tonight is our co-host, Pastor George Rich. Say hello, George.
Hello. What's up, everybody?
Awesome, awesome. And we do have our brother, Dwayne Woods, that's on the line right now. Right now he's in between an actual session, so he did take the time to, you know, to talk to us, to let us know what's going on with the new project, Life Lessons. Mr. Dwayne Woods, or Brother Dwayne Woods, say hello to our listeners.
Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, you know that song that I was playing, You Are a Friend of Mine. I love that song. That is like a good gospel song, but one that makes you kind of dance also at the same time. You know, you know, a dancing song. You know, in church you had those good dancing songs, and that's one of them kinds you put your head down and you dance to.
Right.
I love that song.
Wow,
I love
you.
That song.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And that's, you know, what we accomplished, what we wanted. We wanted people to be able to listen to it and then just want to just enjoy themselves to make them feel good.
Yeah, a feel-good, that's what it is, a very good feel-good song. That's exactly what it is, you know, because
good, thank you.
Who's a better friend than Jesus, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. There's nobody like Jesus, so that's the greatest friend that you could ever have. So why not be able to dance about it and shout about it, because you know that he is a true friend.
Exactly. Now, I know, let everybody know exactly what does Life Lessons mean. When I first seen it, I thought, life lessons, it could mean so many things, you know. And that's deep to write the word life lessons, right? Kind of deep.
Absolutely.
You know, because your songs, you know, they're very powerful. You know, you got Let Go, Let God, that's going to be a legend song, you know.
Wow,
when
thank
I was,
you.
You know, years ago. Now my daughter, you know, knows the song. So it's one of those legend songs that's going to live on forever, you know, in words, Let Go and Let God. So what brought about the Life Lessons title to this album?
Well, like you said, it is my brand-new album that will be released on February the 3rd. And so as we were going through and just kind of finding music, one of the things that I found that every song that we have on this project is a lesson. It's something that I had to experience or something that I had to go through. I was able to work closely with some of the writers that's on the project and just really kind of express to them, this is what I'm feeling right now. This is what I'm experiencing. I want to be able to sing about this because I believe that everything that we face in life, we don't go through it just for ourselves. We go through it for someone else. And so everything about this record is just basically just sharing the lessons that I've learned in life. Well, you said that it's very wide. It could mean anything. And that's exactly what it is. I don't believe that this is just a record just for the church. It's a record for everybody because it just carries lessons.
Yeah.
There's a song on there. It says, worry and never help nobody, and it won't help you. And so, you know, we just say, it's just simple messages, just like Let Go. It's just really simple. But when you need to hear it, that simple message can mean such a wide difference from, you know, from what you may have heard just a few days ago because of your experience. So that's really what the record is about.
Yeah. And when you begin to, I know you probably haven't performed any of the songs as of yet. Have you performed any of the songs?
Just Friend of Mine, and of course, Just Friend of Mine, and of course we have the first single from the record called Never Be the Same. And so those are the only two songs I've really, you know, done off the CD.
Yeah, go ahead, Rich, if you have anything to say.
Yes, now I would love to know what is the story Dean Hine, Never Be the Same?
You know what? Never Be the Same, of course, was written and produced by P.J. Morton, who is basically like he's the guy that really kind of set a voice for me in the industry. He was the one that wrote Let Go for me. And he's one of those ones that whenever he writes, it's something about his pen that just really identifies with my life. And so when I heard the initial demo to Never Be the Same, I was really struggling with, believe it or not, I was struggling with depression. And that song there, when I heard the first few lines of it, I just started bawling. I just had tears. They just started flowing. And, that may sound like something that we say all the time in church, but when you're really going through a situation and somebody writes something and it's something that you're going to have to deliver, I don't ever sing songs that I cannot apply to my own life. And so, that's why the message of Never Be the Same is so powerful to me, just because of, what I was facing at the time in my life. And there's more that we're sharing about my story, because I just believe that there's so many people that are going through depression. There's so many people that are going through anxiety, and they're going through worry, even in this season. And, we need something that's going to encourage us, that's going to strengthen us and lift us up.
Yeah, exactly. When I first heard Never Be the Same, I'm going to tell you, Brother Woods, I probably played that song over and over. It's one of those songs that you just, you marinate it in your spirit. Never Be
Absolutely,
the Same.
Yeah.
I say, I don't, you said he wrote the song, but these titles of yours kind of just capture you, when you think of never being the same. It's just like,
absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely, yeah. It's important to me.
Yeah. Now, I know that, are you doing a tour right now? Are you doing your tour? Because we were just talking, and you're going to have your album will be out, available. Well, you can already pre-order it, guys. If you're listening on the line, you can already go ahead and pre-order the actual album itself. You can just go ahead and go to his website at DwayneWoods.rocks, and you can order it from there, from the iTunes and so forth. So it's going to be released on the 3rd. But you said you're going to have your recording or have your release party on which date?
We're actually doing a series of release parties, and I believe we're coming into the South Florida area on the 23rd of February. So I'm excited about that. I always love coming to South Florida, so that's going to be great.
Okay.
We're really going to start touring on this coming Friday. Will be like the first kind of tour date. Dave Hollister and Anthony Hamilton and I will be doing the Super Bowl gospel celebration. So that's going to be the very first time that all three of us are on stage at the same time through a friend of mine. And then from there, we'll start traveling. So I'll be in Chicago, and we're doing a Ricky Smiley show in Atlanta. Then we're headed, I don't even know the date. But we have a lot of dates because we really want to share this record with so many people. And so we're doing everything that we possibly can to get in front of the people so that they can really not just hear the record when they're playing it in their car, but experience it live. They'll be able to understand my heart and understand the reason for the music.
Awesome. Now, I do have one question before you jump in, Pastor Rich. What, from the life lessons, what type of lessons? I know you said you experienced some type of depression, but I'm quite sure you have many songs that are on the album. What's the best song on the album that you like?
Wow, the best song on the
record. So we'll know to listen to.
Oh goodness, that's really hard because I'm really married to married to all of the songs because they all have their personal testimony. But if I had to pick one, we did a lot of collaborations on this record, which I'm really excited about because I went back and I found people that I listened to that I enjoyed their music. And more importantly, I've enjoyed knowing them personally and enjoying their heart. So, of course, we have Dave Hollis and Anthony Hamilton. I've been knowing those guys for well over 10 years. Avery Sunshine, she's on the album as well. I've been knowing her for years. The only people that I worked with on this particular record that I did not know and only met the very first time in the studio was Larry Waddell and Stokely Williams from the group Mint Condition. And they wrote a song, not even knowing, they didn't even know the premise of the record or anything like that. They wrote a song called They Said. And that particular song talks about all the things that, I don't know if people have ever really had people in their life that spoke ill against them. They may have said, you won't be able to do this. Maybe a school teacher may have said that you won't really be able to go to college, or you're not educated enough. You don't have the skills. You don't have the position. You don't have the know-how. And that's what that song is talking about. They may have said this, but my God has the final word. So say what you want to say, do what you want to do, think the way you want to think. My God is the one that has the final word, and he's going to always make sure that I'm going to be the head and not the tail. So that's really what that song is about. So if I had to pick one, it would definitely be that song, They Said.
Well, I do have a question. With the title, just itself, Life Lessons, do you see in the future it moving from just being a music project to maybe a book in the future?
Absolutely. We're actually doing quite a few things that are different. Of course, on social media, for those that may be following me, they've seen that we've actually started a life lesson series. And so every day is some kind of a quote, it's some kind of a teaching, some type of a lesson that I've learned. We're kind of taking them every day, and we're posting something about life, something about a message that is supposed to encourage or supposed to help. One of the other things, you mentioned books, so that's coming. The next thing that we're doing is we're teaming up with pastors across the country. And what I want to do is a pastor and psalmist series where I come into the church, I give the record to the pastor, and allow them to be able to form their own life lessons teaching to the song. And so you'll have the pastor that will be able to share his message, and as he's sharing the message, we're sharing the music. And so it's marrying the music with the word as well, with the words of you know, the particular pastors. And then also we have a life lessons journal that's coming out. And, of course, I'm taking all of the lessons that I've learned and I'm compiling them also into a book. So it's amazing that you said that. You're a prophet, I'm telling you.
I do follow you on Facebook. And one of your most recent life lessons is sometimes you have to accept the fact that things may never go back to the way they were. Life lessons. That was powerful to me.
Wow. Yeah. Because a lot of times we're living in the past, and sometimes we're. I heard the pastor of the church that I was at today, Pastor David, said. He said sometimes we're occupying space that we're really not ever supposed to occupy. So we're living in a past tense or in a past space that we're really not supposed to stay in. There's sometimes that we are, you know, supposed to experience something. It's supposed to teach us for that moment, and then we're supposed to move on from it. And a lot of times we want to go back.
Right.
We have to accept the fact that you can't always go back to that moment. You can't always go back to that time because it may not be good for you. It's not the space that you're supposed to occupy in that moment. So that's really where that post came from.
Yeah, and I think that because of those words, life lessons, if you know it or not, is very powerful, because there are a lot of young people right now, you know, in that particular space where I think it was something that you put on Facebook a little earlier, or even later, maybe somebody reposted or whatever, and it was saying, like, there's always something wrong with us, you know, and sometimes, you know, those life lessons, we have to actually deal what's wrong with us, and that's basically,
absolutely.
Like, I think, let me find you, put the truth is, there's always something wrong with us, and that's absolutely true, you know, so I think right now, especially those words itself, that it will appeal to a lot of our young adults, because they're figuring out, you know, something's wrong with me, but I can't, you know, go to church, or I got to wait till I figure it out, or I got to deal with it now before I, you know, get healed and so forth. And
absolutely.
Not knowing that
absolutely.
Even us as being saved, we all got a little issues, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we want to give the appearance that we're perfect, and we want to give the appearance that everything is fine.
Everything,
you know,
is okay, right.
Yeah, we're wearing a mask. We don't want people to sometimes know when we're hurting. But sometimes when you open yourself up, it's even the same thing as the scripture says, that they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. You know that there is a moment in your life where everything may not be hunky-dory, everything may not be, you know, bed of roses. This may be a hard time, but when you could find a place to still be able to lift your hands, you could find a place even in that hardest time to be able to open your mouth,
yeah.
or to be able to just, even if you can't say a whole lot, you can just say, Lord, I love you. That's so much truth to that moment, because it's not anything that's conjured up. It's not anything that's forcing you. You have really found a place that is completely different. And so that's really what that post is about.
Yeah, absolutely. Good, good, good. And, you know, from the album itself, I know that there was a period. What was going on in that period? Was it only just a moment of, you know, some type of depression? Or was it a moment of, I'm just going to wait a while, I'm just going to, you know, take a breather? Because
it was kind of both of the two.
It hasn't been a while, but, you know, like in music, it's kind of a while.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? It's amazing that you said that, because one of the things that we're doing today, as far as like the next campaign that we have for this week, I'm talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
How it's such a, it seemed like it's such a long span of time between, you know, between records. And so a lot of people don't
mm-hmm.
even know that I came out with a record after Let Go, after introducing Dwayne Woods and Winston Me. And, you know, there are points in times where, you know, you may be on top of the world, and then there are times that God is saying, okay, I've given you this moment. Let me see if you can handle this moment here. And and so the span of time between, you know, of course, the second record and this record here, it's just basically me experiencing life. I was going through with my daughter. I was a single dad. I became a single dad overnight, literally. Like my daughter's mother called me and was like, if you don't take her now, I'm sending her to the precinct. So literally I became an overnight, you know, dad. I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know anything of what to do. I'm struggling financially. I'm going through a lot of things. And so, you know, that was kind of, I had to get through that period. And I believe that it became a period of me even understanding, you know, ministry, understanding where I am, understanding what it is that I would need to say for this particular record. So that's what the time was about.
Yeah, absolutely. And guys, if you're listening, go ahead, Rich.
Oh, good. You've been in the gospel music industry for a long time, like going back to the New Life Community Choir days, right?
Right, right.
how hard was it for you to go from being a member of a huge choir to now carrying your own solo project?
You know what, the transition wasn't really hard. It wasn't really hard for me because, I mean, I've grown up all my life in choirs.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I was in a choir, of course, they would always call me out to be a lead singer. And so, you know, but the one thing about me is that I've always been taught what it means to serve, what it means to be in the background, because there are more things that you can learn in the background than you can learn in the forefront. A lot of times people are like, you know, once you hit the stage and you know, the lights are shining on you and everything is great, but how do you handle the times off stage? How do you handle the business end of the music industry? How do you handle, you know, being in the studio? How do you handle? So I learned so much traveling with Pastor Key and traveling with Donna Lawrence, because not only did I learn what it meant to really be an artist, I learned also what it meant to serve. And so to take a minute, it was 7 years that I sang with Donna Lawrence and Tri-City Singers before I even led a song. So when you know that you're carrying this gift and you have this ability, you know, God wants to know, can he trust you to say, you know what, I can be in this background place and still be okay, because I know that when you allow me to push forward, you're going to push me forward in the most incredible way. So I can't exalt myself. I can't do it because I don't understand the way to do it, and only God can really teach me that. So, you know, it wasn't a hard transition at all.
Powerful. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, when we're talking about as far as artists, I know you probably get a lot of questions from new artists about, you know, how you did this or how you did that. One of the things is, you know, a lot of new artists, they get out there, they get on Facebook, they have their own little thing. Let me ask you this question, because this is a problem for me, and it could just be me. Okay, we're talking candid here.
I got you.
You really know how I am. But the thing is, one young man asked me to manage him. So I was like, okay, that's fine, I can do that. But then the thing about it is, it's only local. It's like they get very comfortable. It's like if I see a flyer, I see you five times out of the week in five different places, and we're here local. And then they're wondering, okay, well, how come I'm not getting, you know, the exposure? And some of our record labels, or how come I'm not branding? What it is for them who are listening, someone sent it, what can they do to branch themselves out to not just be local? Or is it a time span?
I, you know what, I definitely believe that it's there's a number of things. As you said, it's definitely time. I definitely feel like it's maturity in music. It's maturity in ministry. It's maturity in your craft. It's maturity in your just in your full approach. But then also, I think that people need to really understand what it means to invest in yourself. So it's great to invest in yourself around people that's going to always celebrate you. You know, when you're always at home in your local church and you the people there, they understand you. They know it. They get it. You got to really find yourself branching out. So when there's outside opportunities, when there are conferences, when there are, you know, of course we have things like GMWA, and we have different conferences that you can be able, sometimes you may have to put some money up front and be able to have the particular platforms. But if you really understand the gift, if you have really honed your craft, then you take advantage of those opportunities, and that'll be able to give you more of a wider audience. And of course, now we're living in such a technology age. It's crazy right now. You know, people can put a video up on YouTube and become an instant sensation. So, you know, it's just a matter of the way that you really brand yourself and put yourself out there.
That was kind of the responses that I got. The response that I gave was, sometimes you have to invest, like you said, yourself, where you may have to form your own, you know, even if you go to a different city. I know you may have to come out your pocket, but
absolutely,
to get yourself the exposure, because, you know, you having a event here, an event, you know, to the next city, an event to the next city. I just saw you, you know, over here last week, and now I'm going to see you over here this week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just think that we have to, you know, just put a little bit of extra in our pocket, and I'm saying this to those who are listening, to branch ourselves out, to brand ourselves up a little bit more if we haven't, if everyone don't know us just yet, you know.
Absolutely.
You're distributing your own self.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, we do have our other co-host on the phone, Miss Minister Jones. Do you have any questions for Brother Woods? What happened was, Brother Woods, the person who we were speaking with, Pastor Rich. Let me see here. We have a lot of people that are on the line, and I think it dropped him off. Let me see if I can again. Hi, Pastor Rich.
Yes.
Okay, you're here. Great, great, great. Glad you're here. Sorry about that. Yeah, I was asking a question. Rich, you would like this question, and he would like this question, Brother Woods, because he's part of a what's the music thing you're part of? I'm sorry.
Sure. Gospel Heritage.
Part of the Gospel Heritage, so they do have a lot of local people. And what I was asking him was, you know how sometimes some of the local artists, they only do venues. They do, like, 5 venues in 1 week in different places local. And I was saying how they could, he was explaining how they can broaden themselves out. And I was saying, to me, my response to them would be, you have to invest in yourself and try to do a platform in different places where people can, you know who you are or be familiar with your music, you know, other than sending your CD or whatever to the radio station.
Absolutely. Oh, sure.
So if you guys are listening, please adhere to that, because it aggravates me sometimes. I guess I shouldn't say that, but it aggravates me sometimes. If I'm looking at a flyer and I'm like, oh, okay, and then next week you may be at the same friend church, and then it just, you know, it's like, okay, I heard you already. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Now you're gonna wear yourself out just locally, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know I'm gonna get an email, but that's all right.
That's great advice. Because a lot of times we'll wear ourselves out in front of people that have already seen us to celebrate us. So sometimes people need to be able to see you doing something a little bit more than just the local thing. And when people see that, they start celebrating even more. I was a local person in Kansas City, which is the city that I was born and raised in. I was a local person for a very long time. But I branched out. I started, you know, finding out what type of events were happening. And I would go to those. I would take advantage of, you know, and especially when you're connected with people, when you can get an opportunity to connect with different artists and, you know, different people, different managers, and just different people that can speak into your life or that can be a spokesperson for you to be able to get you into those other type of venues. It just helps. It really does help.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I know we only have 30 minutes for the show. We can go on and on because we do other things on the show, too, Brother Woods. We have this thing, what we call Relationship 204. So I'm not going to get all deep on the relationship part. We'll keep it on the surface. And one of the things is I did for Relationship 204, what lesson, and I use it, of letting go did you learn? And I'll go and then Rich can go. What lesson of letting go?
Oh, what lesson of letting go did I learn? I think the biggest lesson that I had to learn and I had to accept was the fact that there are certain people that are placed in your life for a season. And when their season and their time is up, their time is up. And you can't hold on to them. There are certain times that, you know, I've had a number of people. I've had people that worked with me on the business side. I've had people that worked with me, you know, in different capacities, people that were just a part of my life. But they're just there for a season. They're there to impart something in you. My time with Pastor T, I was there for a season. And when my season and my time was up, God gave me the release. And when he gave me the release, I took advantage of it because a lot of times when you want to stay where you're not supposed to stay, sometimes you can actually kill your dream, you can kill your vision, you're killing your own self because you're not moving in the way that you're supposed to move. So I think that was probably one of the biggest things that I had to learn.
Yeah, awesome, awesome, awesome. And I can say for myself, you know, Let Go, that was one of those songs where, you know, everyone played in their radio over and over and over again. It's one of those songs that you can play again and again, you know, letting go, because like you said, there are situations where we just don't want to let go. You know, I really don't want to let go. I mean, to be honest about it, you don't want to let go. So one of the things that I had to learn to let go, my husband died some years ago, and I had to let go a spirit of just grieving. And someone said, you know, you're grieving too long, honey. You know how people talk to you. It's gone. It's, you know, you're grieving too long. And I thought they were just being rude, but they really wasn't being rude. It was really, you know, being truthful, but in their own way. So I had to learn to let go, you know, just allow that situation, you know, to let go and know that, you know, I'll, you know, hopefully talk to that person in spirit and, you know, and so forth, and not let that person continue to be as if they're active still in your life when they're not.
Wow.
So that was my lesson of letting go. And what about you, Pastor Rich?
Well, my lesson is that sometimes God has to subtract from our life before he adds to our life. And when we think about the father of faith, Abraham, God tells him, listen, leave your country, leave your kindred, and go to a land that I will show you. He was subtracting from his life. But also, at the end of it, he makes Abraham a blessing, and he makes sure that every one of his seeds shall be a blessing as well. So the lesson that I learned is truly that God will sometimes have to subtract from your life, and we have to let it go. Don't hold on to something that God is trying to cut away from us, because he's trying to get something to us that's better. That's what I learned.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And again, if you guys want to pre-order the CD, do we call them CDs or albums now? What do we call them now? I feel so
CDs.
Albums.
I call them albums, too. I think that's just my error.
Right? If you want to pre-order the CD, you can go to Dwayne Woods, which is very easy, .rocks. What's the rock stands for? You like rock star? What's the rocks for?
You know what? I just think that it is. It's just a musical term for me. So, you know, Dwayne Woods is cool. You know, that whole kind of thing. So,
okay,
yeah,
okay.
Woods,
I see the animated cartoon, the cool guy. You made that up, right? Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
So Dwayne Woods dot rock. Dot rocks with the S. You guys can go to the website. You can download the actual pre-order of the album, which comes out on February the 3rd. It would behoove us to go ahead and just pre-order it. And when you do it, just take a picture, take a snapshot, right? Just, you know, upload it to the Twitter, D Woody. Upload it there, D Woody on Twitter. Exactly. And, you know, let us know that you guys have already pre-ordered the actual album itself. You know, I'm quite sure you'll give them a shout out or something like that once they
Absolutely.
Do that.
Absolutely.
And also, you can also go on the website there to look for the upcoming events of when, you know, the tour thing will be in your area. Now, this thing here with Dave Hollister and Anthony Hamilton, I don't know how y'all did that collaboration, but that is totally awesome.
That's what I want to
go. Yeah, them, all three of y'all, that's some soulful singing. You know, that's
yeah,
some singing that,
absolutely.
Like, you know, woo. You leave out of there, you're tired, you know?
Right, absolutely.
That sounds good. Yeah. So, yeah, so
Thank
if you guys,
you.
You know, just go ahead and do that. Is there anything that you would like to say to whoever that's listening right now, Brother Woods?
I just want people to, you know, definitely support the project. You know, it's not your normal record. I definitely believe that this is something that's going to be life-changing for so many people. And once you get it, you'll be able to apply it and make it the soundtrack of your life. So definitely February 3rd. Definitely go out and support. You can pre-order right now, as they said. And I'm looking forward to coming to your area. Definitely tweet me. Definitely Instagram, Facebook, all of that stuff. That's me. That's always responding. So I look forward to connecting with my people.
Okay, awesome. And I thank you so much for taking the time in between your concert right now to actually speak
Absolutely.
With us. So I know you have to get back, and I'll be in contact with Crystal, and then we'll just go from there. And you guys have
Sounds
a good,
good
rest of the show, okay?
Thank you
All
so
right,
much.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. Thank you, guys.
Awesome. And while we're on the line right now, we're just going to listen to take a little small break, and then me and Woods will be, me and Pastor Rich will be right back. Just a little bit of Never Be the Same.
I had broken dreams. I was so full of pain, but then you came, and now I'll never be the same again. I had tried it all, and I wanted to change, and right then you came, and now I'll never be the same again.
Now, Rich, you see why I listened to that song when it first came out over and over again?
Yes, Never Be the Same is a hot song. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's one of those type of songs. That's why when I first actually seen the actual thing, Life Lessons, I'm thinking, that's interesting. It's always interesting when we choose something that great title to, even if it's a great title to a sermon, you know, when you capture the attention of people, to have them, you know, to draw them to say, well, I wonder what that's about. And I think that that particular title, Life Lessons, because, I don't know, it may be something personal for me, but I think that's something that capture the people to find out, well, I wonder what life lessons are we going to talk about when we actually, you know, hear the actual album
okay.
itself. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. So that was a great interview, I think.
Yes, it was.
And I want to let you guys know that you're listening to the Table Talk Radio Show. If you have any questions, we're going to do a question and answer on Twitter, or maybe something when he comes to the Miami area. We'll maybe have that opportunity to do something. We're trying to work that out there. So the Table Talk host will be a part of that. Woohoo! And if you guys still want to give us a call in any questions beforehand. The number here is 914-338-0414 and press 1 to speak to the host. Now, the remaining of the show I did want to get into, and it's going to be called, what do we talk about at church? It's easy for you because you're the preacher, man.
What do we talk about
if
at
you
church?
Preach?
I know, right?
Now,
oh,
today...
Wow.
Today was our 10-year anniversary for our youth, our training ground, not just, you know, for our youth, but just a program we implemented with our youth department, which is called the training ground. You know, you train them up. So they were celebrating 10 years. They did absolutely great, you know, with the singing part. I think I posted some of them. The oracle was fine and so forth. And our now new executive pastor gave the actual lesson. And he basically talked about what we kind of talked about tonight, about just letting go, you know, some of the situations that we're going through, and also with the kids themselves, how sometimes them not being ashamed, or them, you know, they put so much focus. What was he saying? He was saying, like, you know, you put so much focus sometimes, you know, they have their phone in their hand all day. They got to look at their news feed. They got to look at their Snapchat. I didn't even know what Snapchat was today. They have to look at their, you know, they listening to the music, constantly listen to music, headphones on the ear, when it only takes them a moment sometimes to actually, you know, to pick up the Bible. And some of the things that we lost with family, when I was younger, we used to have to sit in the living room. And we would be sitting there having, I don't know, we was having Bible study, but we was talking about the Bible, you know, and we
somehow
had to, you know,
about the Bible.
Yeah, we were sitting there, we talked about the Bible, we did those things. In the morning time, before we went to school, we prayed. We actually, you know, let's pray before you guys start walking. We would stand there and we would have prayer. And kids now, it becomes foreign to them almost. You know, you tell them to say a prayer. You know, they can be in church every Sunday or whatever. And I try to make my daughter pray. You know, I'm like, when we at dinner table, I'm like, go ahead and pray. And if she go too fast, I stop it. I don't care who we're around with. I'm like, slow down. And then she'll act like she finished. She'll act like she hated it. She'll act like she finished. And I say some more. You know, because I mean, they're in church. What are they learning? What are they learning verbally that they can actually tell you? You know, how do we know that they know,
correct,
you know, what, you know, it's like their life lesson things. If I wouldn't have that good foundation, you know, later in years, I thought of songs that I sung when I was small, when I was going through something. And I kept singing this song, Beautiful Words, Wonderful Words of Life. And I kept saying, where did I hear that song from? And then I remember when I was like 6 or 7 years old, I heard it back then, and I kept singing it. That's the only part that I knew until I finally looked it up. But I kept singing and singing, and I realized that's a foundation that was put in me. So when I did go through certain things, I can be able to reach back on you know, those speeches that we said in Easter, because you still remember those, you know, certain things that you said when they gave you the mic to get up to do, you know. So that was something that we go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's just it's more challenging now because youth just have a lot of things that's pulling on their attention from the cell phone to their friends, from the World Wide Web, social media, TV. You know, there is a plethora of things that's just pulling on them, and I think that it hinders their ability to really have that sincere, deep relationship with God. You know, it's just so many other voices that are being spoken that they're listening to.
Yeah, and I believe that too, because, you know, it's I remember when I was even in college, and I was just going to church. You know, that was routine for me. To get up and, you know, I had to find a little friend. We get up.
Church was a part of life.
And then until one of my friends was like, why you got to go to church every night? You don't want to hang out with us? Ain't that what you came to college for? And my sister said, I was like, yeah, you all making sense. You know what I'm saying? You know, but that's an example of how sometimes, you know, even as kids we allow, or even as young adults, we allow those type of distractions to tell us otherwise, you know. And the other thing we talked about is refusing to get out of your comfort zone, and that's what it is, basically, refusing to get out of your comfort zone of doing something and not being stagnant, not being mediocre. You know, I always challenge, you know what I do at my church, I always challenge the ministries because I want to see them do better. I want to see them do great. I want them for their ministry to be at its best. So, you know, they may go, oh, my gosh, you keep bothering, you know, or whatever. No, I want that because your ministry is what is what is basically for the community. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the way I feel. Every ministry should be for the community, not just, you know, for self-gain or whatever, but it's for the community. So we want to be at our best, you know. So I tell them, so when he preached, they get out of your comfort zone. Yeah, get out of your comfort zone, because we can get out of that comfort zone and just be still, and we can be doing the same thing over and over and over, and nothing happens and nothing changes, or it doesn't get better, greater, you know, that type of sort. So I can keep going on and on. So what do you guys talk about today at church, or what did you talk about or preach about?
Well, we were closing out the sermon series called Greater, and I pretty much was bringing it to a close and just really saying, listen, God has something great on the inside of us that he wants to manifest on the outside. And the three points that I gave coming from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, where it talks about the narrow gate and the broad way. So on the narrow way, not many people are ready for it, you know. So if you want something mm-hmm. great, you have to make tough decisions. One of the tough decisions that you got to make is you got to learn how to travel light. Some stuff from the past, you can't take it into greater.
Mm-hmm.
People and some things and some places, you got to let it go, because that way is narrow. The second point was follow the guide, because this way that God has taken us into greater, it requires someone who's going to show us the way, and Jesus is the way. And the third point was don't look back. No matter how hard it gets, as you're trying to manifest greater and God is working through you, don't look back, because everything that you think you have lost, God will give it back to you 100-fold.
Yeah, and that's good about the don't look back part, because even with relationships, we'll look back, meaning look back to, like, we'll choose somebody the very same way as the other person. To me, that's looking back, you know, and it's like,
yes,
I wonder why it's not doing anything or going anywhere, because you did the very exact same thing you did back there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So don't look back as to when you meet a person or a friendship or whatever, business or things of that nature, that is the same, that it is, like you were saying, that it is greater, you know?
I think that people go in those types of relationship cycles because they don't learn from their experiences.
And
if you don't learn from something, then you're just going to repeat it over and over. It's just like a test at school. If you don't pass the test, if you don't learn something, then you don't get promoted into a new experience. So I think people are in those cycles because they're not learning from them.
Mm-hmm. And they're not wanting to even acknowledge that something has happened. A lot of times. You understand me? Because I've had conversation, and I'm like, sometimes I can be a little bit much, and I'm like, did you just, I want to repeat to you what you just said to me. That's what I would tell a person first if I'm coaching. Let me repeat to you what I said, because I want you to hear what I just said, because that's what you just told me. You know, and I need you to acknowledge what went wrong. I don't want you to sugarcoat it or, you know, we just had a little argument, he did a little this, you know, and then that's okay with you. You know what I'm saying? I need you to acknowledge what happened, or what qualities or things that you found out about this person, or what happened as far as the business part of the relationship that shouldn't have happened. You know, we don't acknowledge it a lot of times, and we just move on. But, yeah, I thank you guys for listening tonight to the Table Talk Radio Show. We'll be back on next Sunday at the same time. We'll have another special guest as soon as I get things down packed. I'm trying to give you guys something new here on the Table Talk Radio Show as far as speaking. You know, we speak about education, reality, relationships, interviews, you know, a lot of different things. If you bring it to me, we'll bring up that topic. Tonight, we just wanted to do a little interview with Dwayne Wiss, because I know that he was bringing out a new album, and I was very interested in knowing, you know, what the deal was. He's a Cell Award winning, and he's a Dove nominated artist, so he is someone who we, you know, is valued to actually talk to, especially for the ones who are out there listening, who want to start up something or who want to move forward in singing. That's a good thing, too, about Don't Looking Back. You know, you have a lot of artists, and you know a lot of artists who are here locally, and they forever, you know, trying to see what they did last year or paying attention to this instead of saying, you know, I'm going to move forward and do greater things, you know, or make a plan to do greater things and don't, you know, they may say it but don't really execute it. You got to execute that thing. You got to get the right people around you. You have to not be scared to, you know, get managers. I seen one young man who was local, and I don't mind mentioning him because we always talking back and forth, Michael Lee. He did that. He got this person, got a promotion. You know, you got your manager. You know, you have to do those things. Sometimes it can be a little cost effective, but hopefully at the end, in the long run, you know, you're going to get something better out of it. Yeah. All right. So I just want to give a shout out also to, did you send this to me, Pastor Rich? Paulette Excel. She's a local.
I was just giving a shout out to her, hopefully in this year we can get her on the program as well.
Oh, okay, good. I love authors, you know. I love authors. If she has something, she can send it to my email. It's called tabletalkprod@gmail.com. That's tabletalkprod@gmail.com. I do ask you guys that if you already have a PDF that you send it so I can read a little bit about it, you know, and I'm always with a lot of book clubs. So if it's something that, you know, I think is interesting, I'll, you know, tell a couple of book clubs that I'm a part of so we can, you know, purchase the book and so forth. So I'm all good for good writers or listeners, especially if it's local people. I want to promote my local people. I'm all for helping each other, you know what I mean? And we can all listen and go through the book together here on the Table Talk Radio Show. So thank you for that, and thank you, Paulette, for actually listening and, you know, being interested in the Table Talk Radio Show. So we're going to go ahead and just wrap it up, and I thank you guys for listening again. If you want to contact us, you could, Tanisha Simpkins, T-A-N-I-S-H-A, Simpkins, S-I-M-P-K-I-N-S, and also you can catch me on Twitter at Spirit in Me and on Instagram at Tanisha Simpkins 72. And how can we contact you, Mr. Rich?
You can contact me on Facebook or on Twitter at Pastor G. Rich, Pastor G. Rich. That's either on Facebook or on Twitter.
Okay, awesome. And if you guys are in the local area, I know that Pastor Rich, you'll be starting a new series on, you got us all hyped up. I'm like, I guess I'm going to have to come over there then go to my church.
Yes,
hyped
if you are in the South Florida area, February 1st, Sunday, which is also Super Bowl Sunday, we will be having Super Sunday, where we will be giving God an incredible praise and worship, and God's going to speak through me a message called Undisputed, where I'll be preaching about the champion of champions.
Awesome. That's a good word, champion. So, yeah, so if you guys are local, make sure that you do check it out, and I'll be there as well so you can meet and greet us at the same time. I want to thank you guys for listening to the Table Talk Radio Show. Is there anything that you would like to say, Pastor Rich, before we go out?
I just want to say God bless to everyone that is listening, and I hope that God has started your 2015 in a blessed way.
Awesome. And we'll see you guys next week on the Table Talk Radio Show at 7 p.m. Eastern. You have a good night.
Good night.